Taylor Wallace here in Studio 1A, but I am very much not alone here. I'm here with UK's Jake Bug. And, whoa! And as you can see, we're not here by ourselves. We've got our concert club here with us, and we're so excited. Jake's on tour right now in support of his current album, Hearts That Strain. It's an acoustic tour. He's playing a sold-out show tonight at the Parish. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
What are we going to hear first?
It's a song from my new record called In the Event of My Demise.
In the event of my demise, pull a penny from my eyes, heads you get my gold, and tails you get my death. In the event of my demise, if you should hear my name, be a friend and please refrain from saying friends, let them tell their lies in the event of my demise. Oh no, look at them go, didn't they love me so? Oh great, my supple fate, I guess it was worth the wait. Ah, yes, it was worth the wait. When I was strong, I fell. My body made me chase my tail. I was young and I was played. And all the plans we'd made would be unrealized in the event of my demise. Oh no, look at them go, didn't they love me so? Oh great, my supple fate, I guess it was worth the wait. Ah yes, it was worth the wait. I guess it was worth the wait. Ah, yes, it was worth the wait.
That is Jake Bug. From one from his newest album, Hearts That Strain. We're here talking about that album, listening to some songs from that. And he's playing a sold-out show tonight at The Parish with Nina Nesbitt opening for him. Thank you again, Jake, for being here with us this afternoon. I mean, there's a room full of people who have been waiting for a long time to see you in this intimate setting. So since 2011, I mean, it's just been kind of unyielding success for you, which isn't always sunshine and roses, I know, but at only 24 years old, that certainly says a lot about you. So congratulations on all of that.
Thank you.
You've gotten to work with Rick Rubin, Mike D, and now Dan Auerbach. What did it mean to you specifically to get to work with Dan Auerbach?
Well, I met Dan a few years ago now. Me and my band, we supported the Black Keys. So, you know, we'd already established that slight friendship, so it was pretty easy to go in the studio with him and just get writing some songs, and it was cool, it was fun, and you know, it was a new experience, and that's something I always enjoy, and he's very talented, and I think it worked well. I think
the album speaks for itself. It is great. And with this sonic shift in your new album, is there a different pool of influences, music that you listen to a lot, that you've brought to the surface with this new record?
I mean, I've pretty much listened to the same things, really. You know, I think a lot of the influences on this album and a lot of elements in it came from the musicians I was playing with in the band, Gene Chrisman and Bobby Woods, who played a couple of the Memphis Boys and played with Elvis and Dusty Springfield. So, you know, when I wrote these songs, I'd write them in my flat in London, and then I'd take them over there, and then they'd add the kind of country elements to it. So, you know, I think that was a big influence on this record and to the sound.
And something I personally like to know, getting to work in Nashville and everything, was there any sort of environmental influence that you got to, that you absorbed from being in that space?
I think so. I think just being around, you know, people with that amount of experience and that caliber of musician, I think you're going to soak it up, and it's going to influence you in some way, definitely.
Excellent. We're here in Studio 1A with Jake Bug. He's playing a sold-out show tonight at the Parish as part of his acoustic tour for his album Hearts That Strain. Just one more question, if I may. On this album, you got Noah Cyrus singing one song on that, which is a pretty surprise collaboration. I know that kind of seamlessly worked out with the being in the studio. Are we going to see some more maybe surprise collaborations in the future?
Hopefully. I mean, I like trying new things and working with different people. I think that's how you grow and learn as a writer and performer. And she was great. Yeah, I was very happy with the outcome of the song. And hopefully in the future, there'll be some more collaborations down the way as well.
Excellent. All right. Can we enter the song?
Yeah, I might play an old song, actually. It's play Lightning Ball or something like that. Is that right?
Thank you. All right.
I'll try.
Morning, it's another pure grey morning. Who knew what the D's holding? When I get up tired and I walk right into the path of lightning bolts. Siren of an ambulance comes howling right through the center of town. No one blinks an eye. I look up to the sky and the path of lightning bolts. Matter. The angels parted for her, but it only brought me torture. That's what happens when it's you that's standing in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just watch you while we've created tea, but I just stand by and I wait my time to see you got it. So the lightning while the water not the wild, but when I see the sights, I'll jump on that lightning bolt. Chances, it would take not to take chances. I needed the right and the answers. Starting to agree, but I woke suddenly in the path of a lightning bolt. Fortune, people talking all about fortune. Do you make it or does it just call you? The blink of an eye, just another passerby in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just watch you while we create a team, but I just stand by and I wear my time to see you got it. So the lightning while the water not the wild, but when I see the signs, I'll jump on that lightning bolt. Silence, climb back, eating skywards. When the moment gets shattered, remember what she said, and then she fled in the path of a lightning bolt.
Thank you.
Terrific live classic, Lightning Bolt from Jake Bug. We're here live in Studio 1A, and as you can hear, we've got our great concert club here with us too. He's playing a sold-out show tonight at the Parish. He's on an acoustic tour right now for his Hearts That Strain album, and you can check out this interview and the songs and some great stuff at kutx.org. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove, assisted by Jake Perlman, and our multimedia crew today is led by Jorge Sanjoez de Leon and Gabriel Perez, and our astounding Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. Our concert club members, thank you guys so much for being here today. And a special, special, special thank you to Jake Bug for being here today. I love your music so much. This has been such a treat for all of us here, myself included. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.